Good morning all, Ryan Tubby with you this Monday morning. It is the 18th of October. Is it the 18th of October? Goodness. 2021, and we're here till 10 o'clock. The text number is 51551, and you can email ryan@rte.ie. It's a little chilly, it's very autumnal, and the leaves are falling, but that's what it is on the 18th of October. Would you expect anything less? 4 minutes past nine. I hope your weekend went well, and that you're all in fine fettle this Monday morning. And although it tainted with the sadness of the passing of Brendan Kennelly, who was... he's a friend of ours, but we had such a lovely time with him in Ballybunion in 2017. We were on the Wild Atlantic Way, and he was very kind enough to show up at our OB there. We were having a great crack that morning, and he was in flying form. I remember it well. He was somebody who would, if you ever walk up Dawson Street, that's where I would walk up, Dawson Street in Dublin, and you'd see him there outside what was, it's gone now, but it was the lemon crepery, if you like. And he'd be there sitting outside having what seemed like a bottomless cup of coffee, because he'd be there for hours. You could do your business in town and what have you, and come back passing by and still be there. Not quite holding court, but just observing the world going by. And no doubt getting inspiration from the sights and sounds of the city. And as he said to me, and indeed by me, I mean us, that morning in 2017 in Ballybunion, he was a man who was, he was a Kerry man in Dublin with a kind of divided loyalty, because he loved being in Dublin, loved Trinity, loved the people and the streets and the stories, but he couldn't escape and didn't want to escape his Kerry roots. And that's where he told me about life as a Cull Dub, neither a Culchie nor a Dubliner, a little bit of both.
Well, the Dubs always call me a Cull Dub.
Half and half?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have split my life actually between Dublin and Kerry, and I love both. I remember reading a little poem once by a chap called Sigerson Clifford. I am Kerry like my mother before me, and my mother's mother, and her man. Now I sit on an office stool in Dublin, and the memory of them, like a fan, sweeps the embers into flame. I am Kerry, and proud of my name. And the irony is, Sigerson Clifford was born in Cork.
Here's the kicker. Brilliant. The late Brendan Kennelly talking with us in Ballybunion in 2017. And I mentioned in a post I put up this morning on Instagram about how he had this twinkle in his eye. And he really did. I see a comment came into us, an email from somebody saying, Brendan, that glint in the eye and the cheeky grin. And he certainly had those. As a student and in pre-selfie days, I met him on Grafton Street and asked him for an autograph, saying to him, my mum loves you. So he wrote an autograph. Dear Breda, I love you too. Brendan. A total smoothie. May he twinkle brightly in heaven, says that message to us this morning. Thank you for that. And now, where else to go? Another person, I'm sorry to say, who passed away, who won't have been known to many of you, or an awful lot of you at least, was a drummer who played with Elvis Presley. And his name was Ronnie Tutt. And he was 83 years old. And he played with them all, Glenn Campbell and Johnny Cash and Stevie Nicks and Elvis Costello, all of them. But it was the Elvis Association that really did it. He toured with Elvis and played with him from 69 to 77 in a band that was put together by James Burton for most of the Las Vegas years, really. And he loved playing with Elvis. He said Elvis kept us on our toes, because he would just turn around and say, give me an E chord or give me a B flat or whatever. And he'd just start singing. And he sang hundreds of songs, and we had to know them. And Ronnie Tutt said rather beautifully, he said it was about understanding that you're doing something that is almost more important than you are, and that is you're contributing to people's having a good time and being happy. Ronnie Tutt, R.I.P., the man in action. Don't you know?
Can't walk out because I love you too much.
great, 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 great stuff. Treat yourself to some live Elvis there if you want to get stuck in a rabbit hole on YouTube later on for sure. Keeping up with the music, Tony Bennett, another favourite. Tony Bennett has set a Guinness World Record for being the oldest person to release an album of new material. So don't, if you're thinking, I'm too old to do that, you're not. Look at Mr. Bennett. Love for Sale, a collaboration with Lady Gaga, was released on October the 1st. And at 95 years and 60 days old, that makes him a Guinness World Record holder. In fact, he's set a few. He's the oldest person to reach number one on the US charts with a newly recorded album for Cheek to Cheek. Longest time between UK top 20 albums, 39 years. Oldest person to enter the UK top 20 album with duets when he was 80. And the longest time between the release of an original recording and re-recording of the same single by the same artist. So, remarkable story for Tony Bennett, no doubt about that. And Adele, of course, new album. But I see Howard Walker tweeting, I'm looking forward to Adele's album 49. Including the hits Do You Ever Listen? It's here in the drawer where I told you it was. And Is It Hot In Here? Or Is It Just Me? Not to mention What's For Tea. That's Adele's album 49, which hasn't been released yet, but it's on the I have no doubt it's on the way. Shiv from Succession, the actress Sarah Snook, has revealed that she married her friend and fellow Australian Dave Lawson during lockdown. So what she said was, at the beginning of the pandemic last year, I got locked down in Melbourne with one of my best mates and we fell in love. This can happen. We've been friends since 2014, lived together, travelled together, always excited to see each other, but totally platonic. And we've just never been single at the same time. And they did. They became single. They moved in together and they were completely in love all along. Mad. Snook said that she proposed on October 31st last year. And they got married in February in my backyard in Brooklyn, New York. Nice. And of course, the first episode of Succession lands, for those of you who are interested, lands later on today. So I'm very excited about that. It's such a good drama. It just reminded me that, of course, we spoke last May to Brian Cox, the actor who I just admire so much. He was in his apartment in Manhattan and I was asking him about the main character in Succession, the head honcho, the King Lear of the piece, Logan Roy. And so let's just remember what Brian Cox had to say about that character as we get ready to get stuck into season three.
That was the thing that appealed to me about Logan, is that he is, you know, he's ostensibly right-wing, but he's also a nihilist. He doesn't trust anybody. Mm. I mean, he's also extremely disappointed in the human experiment. He feels the human experiment has failed. And I think there's a great debate at the moment whether how good the human experiment is. You know, we see it in the behavior of our leaders.
All right. And that's a little snippet from our chat with Brian Cox, who will be obviously on our screen, certainly on my screen at home later on, as Logan Roy. Brilliant stuff. Kathleen and Leash was on, wanted to say you enjoyed the interview with Keith Earls on The Late Late. I'd like to pass a message to him. I've worked in adult education for many years and spent many of those years in adult literacy. And one part of Keith's story will encourage so many. As you say, addressing him, you have a master's in education of life, speaking honestly and straightforward, and a credit to your family and community in Moy Ross. But how you spoke about your struggles will have done so much to destigmatize mental health conditions. What a man Keith Earls is, a true, true giant on and off the field, a hero for so many, and I'm sure he will have struck a chord with so many too. So hats off and huge applause to Keith Earls, who was remarkably candid and honest and decent with it on the show on Friday. We really appreciated him coming in to talk to us like that. And indeed, I thought John Sheehan and Finbar Fury were particularly elegant in their tribute to the late, great Paddy Maloney. Appreciate all the efforts all around. All the music on Friday was beautiful. So thanks to everybody for coming in. Okay, let me just briefly on The Late Late. I'll come back to that in a minute. I just wanted, there's so much excitement upstairs at the Chanel advent calendar. You'd be going, what? Yes, it is. And do you know what? It's a remarkable looking thing. I'm not going to lie to you. And we're not too far away from advent calendar time, really. The boxes inside are numbered from 5 to 31, and the 5 honours the fragrance, and 31 is a mythical number for Chanel. Count upwards from 5 to 31 and you get 27. What is this? But either way, There are lots of other pieces there. So you open the door, there's a bracelet and mirror and a keychain and mini snow globe and tree decoration and all sorts of things. And then there are scents and bath and body treats from the number 5 collection, including hand cream. And how much is it going to cost? That's what you want to know. I don't care what it is beautiful. And if I wanted, if I was a Chanel person, I think this would be a lovely gift. €700 though. It's a lot of I haven't gone there. But you'd make somebody very, very happy. I have no doubt. What about the frozen mice in Italy? Did you know this about this delicacy? Italian police found a cache of 235 frozen kind of mice-like dormice rodents, which are protected species in Italy. And they found more cages being fattened up for slaughter. And this was a drug raid in southern Italy. And these little furry creatures are a favourite of a particular crime group there whose members believe that eating them during important meetings will bring added wisdom, and they also offer the delicacy to make peace among warring clansmen. Dormice were widely consumed in ancient Rome. This I didn't know. And they were stuffed with ground pork and pine nuts. Tell Nevin Maguire now, he'd love to prepare that for his next show. A little dormice, dormouse, ground pork, pine nuts, maybe on a bed of lettuce, and you're up and running. No bother to you at all. You know what? I should also mention Maura Wackensee, who passed away at the weekend, and I know that she was hugely respected, admired, and loved, no doubt. And she also passed away, and I think most of the papers today cover the passing of the two poets equally. I think it would be fair to say I had never met. Maura Wackensee, so I don't want to pretend I know something about her that I don't, but I knew Brendan quite a bit from seeing him around, and hence the reason I mentioned him like that at the beginning of the programme. But certainly I'd like to pass on condolences to both families, if I may, from all of us here. I see Orla Gartland, who was with us on The Late Late Show, God help her, she tweeted out to say all their gear got stolen. That's awful. Like, she is trying so hard to, not trying, she's doing great work and she's hitting the top of the charts all over the place. But to have your gear stolen like that, where was it? At Travelodge in Wembley between 2:30 and 6:30 the other age over the weekend. And they've cobbled together enough to make the final show of the tour happen in Brighton. The show must go on. God help her. But she lists everything that was stolen out. Guitars, keyboards. God, must be thousands and thousands of pedal boards and right down to the bags and everything gone. Everything stolen from her. So with any luck, somebody somewhere will be able to help them either find them or even fund them. But here's hoping, Orla. I wish you well in your search. Britain is now facing, meanwhile, a pie crisis amid a perfect storm of foil tins running low. They're really having a basket case of a time there, aren't they? And they love their pies in the UK, don't they? Oh, they're all about the pies. Never had one, and so I can't pretend I know. Mind you, just having a flashback. Did we have, like, steak and kidney pies in tins in the 80s? Like, that you peel the can open and there was just something glunk would come out. Was that with puff pastry? Anyway, they love their pies in the UK. Maybe I should try one, but either way, it's a crisis. Perfect storm. Can't get the pies, can't get the tin, the foil tins. And then there are other warnings in the papers today about toys, even in Ireland, supply chains and stuff. Lads, not without wanting to panic, get your acts together. Buy stuff in advance so that you're not tearing your hair out in November. Honestly, that's why God gave us October this year. To get our acts together, honest to goodness. Lemon and South William Street still exists. I know, Adrian, but it's the one that I was talking about. And Dawson Street is gone. We all remember, though, our lovely resident Brendan from Dawson Street. He was like another member of the Lemon family. And condolences to all that one missed. No, fair play to you for getting in touch. And I was a regular with you guys for a long time as well. MG, I've just heard you mention seeing Brendan Kennelly on the street in Dublin. Remind me of that other poet, Pat Inglesby, who was often on the street with his poetry books and ready for a chat. A gorgeous man. I wonder about him these days. Yeah, I did see Pat a number of years ago outside the, it would have been in West, not quite Westmoreland Street, the Molesworth, no, Westmoreland Street, that is, near the Beaulies there. So I haven't seen him for some time there, but you're quite right, a lovely person to meet. Frey bento steak and kidney pie in a tin, so tasty. You see, you could have a memory from, you know, a childhood there, that, and then if it was served up to you now, you'd be going, what was I thinking? I had the pleasure of meeting Brendan in St. James's Church in Dingle at the end of Camilla Sullivan's gig, says a text, and he whispered the entire poem Begin in my ear as people were leaving. It was magical, says Mari on the hills of Donegal. That's amazing. How we could remember all of those things, all the words, as I said this morning. He had words at will. What have we got for you in terms of music? Let's take a track now, because we've got a guest who has an intriguing story I want to bring to you. Very, very soon. But I think before we do that, for the Kin fans everywhere, would have heard this last night. Why wouldn't you? 9:19, Monday morning, we're open for business. That's a good start from Primer Scream and moving on up at 9:22, 51551. You can still buy those Frey Bento's pies in Tesco, of course you can. Horrible gloop, says Pete in Cork. Excellent. Laurie in Mead says, I never believed in love at first sight until I watched Brendan Kennedy on television. Those dimples and a soft, deep voice reciting his beautiful poems. He deserves to rest in peace indeed. And Brendan Kennedy, RIP, came to my school, says Christine. And it was Drogheda, grammar, 20 years ago. And he gave us a poetry class. And I was asked to read out one of his poems. And Brendan signed my poetry school book. He wrote, lovely to meet you, even nicer to hear you, which is a very nice thing to write for somebody. And Gillian remembers, yes, we did have those pies in a tin, steak and kidney pies, an 80s classic, along with tinned meatballs, crispy pancakes. How did we survive? Worked in London in a hotel where Moira visited regularly with her husband, Conor Cruise O'Brien. A dignified lady, always had a smile and a gentle word. Remember her well, her Leaving Cert poems to her yesterday. Reverend Adam says, Micheál, thank you indeed for that. Last year, by the way, just wanted to mention a late business here. We did our Taking Care of Business show on the Late Late Show, and it was just a wonderful occasion because certainly at the time, a lot of Irish businesses were concerned that they might go under and that they might have been struggling a bit, particularly it might be a family business or a smaller business or someone just trying to keep the show on the road. So we did this big special show to showcase the best of Irish businesses. And it worked great. It worked out great for everyone who appeared on the show, and we were delighted with everyone who came on the show. And it was just to celebrate people striving and thriving during a pretty horrible year. But this year, we're going to do it again. We want to highlight more wonderful businesses and show you where you can buy Irish and support local this Christmas. It's a good initiative. I think we're very happy with it. And that's why we're going to do it on the 5th of November, nice and early, give you plenty of time to see what's on offer. So we'll be doing a Taking Care of Business show, and we're inviting emerging Irish business owners really looking to get on board. If you have a product or business, or if you know somebody listening in today and go, this would be perfect for that person, and they need a bit of showcase, bit of love, bit of promotion, bit of encouragement, just email latelateextra@rte.ie. That's the email address you need, latelateextra@rte.ie. And I've no doubt if you go on to the Late Late Show website or what have you, details will be there too. And as for the toy show, we announced that you can apply for the audience. We're going to have an audience this year. This is going to be strange. And that has reached over nearly 40,000 applications over the weekend alone. So I just wanted to give you a heads up in case you're wondering what's happening with that. And that will also, you'll get the, as I say, the details for that on the website. So pop along there, and with any luck, we'll see you very, very soon. Okay, 51551. I have a guest waiting patiently outside, so we'll bring her in after this.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
11 minutes to 10 this Monday morning. Here in Malahide, says Stephen, we lost another great man of letters at the weekend, Vinnie Caprani, a printer, a trade unionist, an author and writer of verse. He died on a Saturday, and he wrote the well-known poem Gough's Statue, which was once attributed to Brendan Behan. So that's nice of you to remember him. Thank you for that, Stephen. An email, another one for Keith Earls. Congratulations to Keith Earls. Brave, honest young man. Watched you on the Late Late and want to compliment you for talking so openly about yourself and your feelings and your life. I have experience of mental health with a young man in my own life, and like you, he had the insight to know he was in trouble and friends who ensured he got help and chose to change his life drastically. He's living a much simpler, healthier, fulfilled and happier life today, and I hope you continue to turn up for yourself every day for the rest of your life. Be happy, practice gratitude. I did an online course, says this message, with Yale during lockdown, The Science of Wellbeing. And it was fun and reflective and life-changing for me. Not overly time-consuming, but I think it should be a compulsory module for young people in education. And I think you'd love it. Keith says, this person, continue to enjoy your life. Express gratitude and love. Be at ease with nature and be mindful. And above all, be kind to yourself. So that's a nice message. One of many that came in regarding Keith Earls and his appearance on The Late Late on Friday. I mentioned Orla Gartland a little earlier on because all her stuff was stolen, which is not an easy thing to have to deal with. But she was on with us not too long ago singing this gorgeous song. So I'm going to play it this morning to keep the flag flying.
If you could see yourself, things just don't change.
That's Orla Gartland, and you're not special, baby, like that. Gosh, this guy called Alan Hawkshaw. Who exactly? Alan Hawkshaw died at the weekend at the age of 84 years old. And for those of a certain vintage, like me, you'll remember the music he was responsible for, like the theme to Grange Hill. Yes, he wrote this. Like a reggae vibe going on there, it's good. Oh my God. Not only that, but for those of you who pretended you couldn't go to work or college at a certain time and are still at that trick, you wrote this. Yes. Imagine the guy, I didn't realize he wrote all of these. And for those of you political anoraks who tune in to the Channel 4 news. Isn't that amazing? Like, you forget how a really good sick tune can change things and form part of your aural or landscape in a given day. But there he was. He was a producer, songwriter, worked with Bowie, Barbra Streisand, Tom Jones, lots more. His work has been sampled by Jay-Z, the Sugar Hill Gang and others. And in a lovely romantic note, his wife, who they married in 1968, said, "He totally understood me. We spent the last few hours gazing at each other with love, holding hands, no need for words." Quite sweet, to say the least. That's Alan Hawkshaw. He was the guy who wrote all those little pieces of music, died at 84 over the weekend. All right, we have a quick break to take back shortly.